Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for bringing about a new day in our lives, because we are not of the night. We are of the day. We've translated out of the kingdom of darkness into your marvelous love. Thank you, Jesus. We're enjoying you and getting to know you better and better as you are developing us on schedule. And so we commit this day to you. Your will be done. Thank you that you can dwell in our hearts through faith, so that we can be everything we made to be this day. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. It's Philippians chapter 1 from verses 6 to 11.
I pray with great faith for you, because I'm fully convinced that the one who began this gracious work in you will faithfully continue the process of maturing you through the unveiling of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's no wonder I pray with such confidence, since you have a permanent place in my heart. You have remained partners with me in the wonderful grace of God, even though I'm here in chains for standing up for the truth of the gospel. Only God knows how much I dearly love you with the tender affection of Jesus, the Anointed One. I continue to pray for you, for your love to grow and increase beyond measure, bringing you into the rich revelation of spiritual insight in all things. This will enable you to choose the most excellent way of all, becoming pure and without offense through the unveiling of Christ. And you will be filled completely with the fruits of righteousness that are found in Jesus, the Anointed One, bringing great praise and glory to God.
Hallelujah. You will, where does it say that? Verses 6 and 10. You see there, I've asked Anita specifically to say through the unveiling of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because when we understand that we have been translated out of darkness into light, why? Because there's no other name under heaven and earth we can be saved but through Jesus. So we bow to Jesus. And now, having bowed to Jesus, it still stays exactly the same. There is nothing that can save us but Jesus. And how does Jesus save us? We need to live by faith. What is faith? Jesus says, I am the author and the perfecter of your faith. Paul says, it's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that lives. And then he explains, why? Because of the faith he has given me. So, we need to understand. We go to 1 Thessalonians 5. Yeah, 1 Thessalonians 5, the whole chapter. And there we see those that have to worry about Jesus coming like a thief in the night are those that haven't entered into this day, that haven't bowed their knees to the Lord Jesus Christ, have not submitted their life to him, ceased from their own works, and entered into the works of God. Because then you see from verse 4 onward, you see we are not of the night, but we are of the day. And therefore we must put on the armor, and we mustn't sleep like the rest of the world does. We are there not to partake of wrath, but to partake of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit through Jesus. So we partake of salvation. And then it's so beautiful, you know, 2 Corinthians 5 from the last verse, 2 Corinthians 5, he who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. And then it goes on that we do not take, if you go on into the next chapter, chapter 6, we are co-workers working together with Jesus. We receive the grace of God not in vain. So we receive it to our gain. Why? Because in acceptable time I heard you and I've saved you and everything's been made available. And then he says, and that's the day of salvation. What does salvation mean? Salvation means Jesus. Jesus was called. The name Jesus means salvation. So we're in salvation, and salvation comes from Jesus. So it's all about staying in tune, developing on schedule, keeping your eyes on the Lord. I think also giving us that example of a marriage. He says we are married to another, even to him who's raised from the dead, Jesus Christ. so we can bear fruits to God. Amen. John 15, we abide in Jesus. He is the vine, we are the branches. So all these scriptures point to the reality that is here for us and just growing into its fullness. Amen. So be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.